I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, actress, TV host, and comedian Aisha Tyler confesses her nerd past.
I'm 6 feet tall. I've been this tall since preschool. And I was also the only black kid in my school, the only poor kid, the only meditating vegetarian, ladies and gentlemen. Let it just wash over you. The awesome that was blowing off of me at a young age.
Come to think of it, there are a lot of confessions this week.
I keep all my clipped fingernails in a jar because it makes me not think about death.
If it gets overwhelming, Tom Waits can help you meditate.
Breathe in, breathe out. You're a fly in a dirty kitchen.
That wasn't really Tom Waits. Plus, sing along with Loudon Wainwright III.
Ha! Snicker, snicker, snicker.
Wits is coming right up.
Gafog, 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 gafog.
From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. Oh, all the internet and computer, and nowadays everyone has a cellular phone and a modem and a fax machine on their things. This high-tech instant communication world we live in today, my kids think that's how it's always been. See, when I was growing up, it was a simpler time. If you wanted to watch an episode of a particular TV show, you had to be in front of a TV when it happened. You found out who shot JR at the same time everybody else did. Today, when news happens, you can get it on the web, on Twitter, as a text. I remember back when it was a simpler time, the news had to walk on foot from wherever it happened to the offices of the newspaper, and then the news had to dive into the printing press, just so young ragamuffins in oversized hats could sell papers on the street. Why couldn't someone simply drive the news to the newspaper building? It was a simpler time. Yeah, sure, everyone has a car now, but back in the simpler times I recall, we had no cars. Couldn't even build them. Nothing was made of metal except the sword that the king used on St. Stabbing's Day. We had horses, but since it was a simpler time, no one thought to ride them. Instead, a bunch of us would get together and carry a horse whenever we wanted to go somewhere. They were heavy, those horses. And sometimes we wondered why we didn't just walk without carrying a horse. But we didn't really know how to do that because it was a simpler time back then. Besides, where would we go? Places hadn't been invented yet. It's funny, the other night, my wife and I were going out to dinner, and she said, well, we could go get Thai food or Ethiopian. There are two places near my house that sell Himalayan food. It's not like the old days. We ate rocks. Not metamorphic or sedimentary. We weren't foodies. Straight igneous. You have to remember that we were sticks. The whole being made of meat movement hadn't taken off yet. It was a simpler time. The universe was only about a quarter mile in diameter. The expansion had yet to really take off. There was no air or gravity or carbon like the kids are used to today. I love technology, I really do, and the Netflix and the iPads, the lever, all of it. But sometimes I miss a simpler time when nothing existed. Got a great show for you this week. Our music guest, he's a singer, songwriter with an extensive catalog of music, including the iconic song, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. Also an actor who's a veteran of Knocked Up, Parks and Recreation, and MASH, Loudon Wainwright III. And our comedy guest is the host of the hugely popular podcast, Girl on Guy, author of the best-selling book, Self-Inflicted Wounds, Heartwarming Tales of Epic Humiliation. She can be seen on most TV shows, including Whose Line Is It Anyway, 24, CSI, The Talk, Friends, and Heard on Archer. Aisha Tyler, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So the book is Self-Inflicted Wounds, Heartwarming Tales of Epic Humiliation. Mm-hmm. You're a talented, successful lady who works all the time and is super smart and funny. I don't know if I believe you when you say you have all these experiences of epic humiliation and awkwardness.
That is the baldest play for sex I've ever heard. Well, the
you
book...
You don't strike me as somebody who is awkward and oft humiliated.
Oh, you're adorable. Have you... You're standing. You stood next to me. I'm like 300 feet tall. How have you not? I was... and there's evidence in the book of it. There's photographic evidence. I'm 6 feet tall. I've been this tall since preschool. And... I was also the only black kid in my school, the only poor kid, the only meditating vegetarian, ladies and gentlemen. Let it just wash over you, the awesome that was blowing off of me at a young age. And I was incredibly, I was a real, I mean, you know, like very alone. I loved reading, what's gonna happen to Frodo? And I was just a very nerdy kid. But the book is really about the idea of pursuing failure, not trying to avoid it, but actually actively running headlong at terrifying things with the expectation that they may go awfully wrong, mainly because they will. And people always come up to me, they say, hey, Aisha, I want to be a comedian, but I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Or I want to write a book, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. I said, well, you're going to fail, buddy. It's going to go, really, you're going to get splinters right in the fleshy part of your butt. But that should never keep you from doing something that you want to do. Failure, but success is not the absence of failure. Success is persistence through failure. That's how you grow. That's how you become creatively tough and mentally tough.
Your IMDb page, Internet Movie Database,
is
long and fascinating. I want to just tell me your best memory, your clearest memory of some of these shows that you've been on, some of these projects. Friends. What's your fondest memory of being on Friends?
Holy shit, I'm on Friends.
That'll work.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to curse, but that was the only way I could express that emotion. Okay, so when I first got to Hollywood, I thought, I need to learn how to do sitcom acting. So I watched Friends just to study it, and also because I didn't have a job or any money, and so couldn't go out. And so when I auditioned, I actually knew the show really well, and that was great. You know, I knew what they wanted. I wasn't thinking wanted a black lady because I hadn't done that before. But... but it did help that I understood the cadence of the show. I got there and I remember I was like, oh my God, I'm in Monica and Chandler. And then I went to the window to see if I could see ugly naked guy, which I couldn't because it was a hallway.
Yeah. Okay.
Crestfallen.
24, you played a baddie, as I recall.
Yes, I was. That is was an amazing show. I had seen every episode of that show before I got that job.
Did you know you were a baddie from the very beginning?
Yes.
Because you didn't find out you were a baddie till...
I knew right away I was up to no good. But I was only supposed to live like 3 episodes, and I lived a really long time, which, you know, in 24, everyone kept saying, are you worried you're going to die? I was like, dude, every day I steal everything that isn't tacked down at that place.
And everybody dies on that show anyway.
It should have been called 24. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies.
Yeah.
Ghost Whisperer.
Oh, Ghost Whisperer. It was a really sweet year.
I haven't seen it. Were you a ghost or a whisperer?
I was the straight man. And I would be like, is he here now? Is he talking to you? Is it a ghost? What's happening? Why am I so in the dark? And that was my job.
Are you whispering to ghosts?
My friend would whisper to ghosts, and then I would just look around like this. I had a great time. It was a really fun year on that show. I loved it. Yeah, and then I got hit by it. By the way, I got killed by the television version of Meet Cute, which is that I was driving in my Mini Cooper, and a 747 plane landed on my car. But just my car. Only my car. Just, like, very delicately just tapped down, smashed me, and then flew away. I don't even understand.
Did the ghost whisperer whisper to you?
And she whispered to me. Yes, it was finally my chance to be whispered to. It was delicate. It was satisfying.
Aisha Tyler, ladies and gentlemen. Our music guest this week has released 22 albums in a career that dates back to the late 1960s. He's a singer. He's an actor who has appeared in movies like Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Virgin, TV shows like Parks and Recreation and MASH. So very happy to welcome to WITS Loudon Wainwright III.
Thank you. There's a new dance craze sweeping the land. First you get out of bed, then you attempt to stand. You get out of bed, get on your feet. You got to just stand and you can't retreat. Here comes the hard part, here's the bad news. You got to bend over and put on your shoes. Over in the bed lies your sleeping wife, snoring like a sailor, she's the love of your life. But that woman is a martyr and you know it's true. Who the hell else would put up with you? You got a brand new dance and it goes like this. Wake up in the morning and look into the abyss. Take a look. It's a fracker and a fray. Got a brand new song and I sing it every day. I got a new smell, it's called the old man. A new taste sensation, I'd say it was bland. That senior discount, that's my kind of treat. When I get on the bus, you got to give me a seat. Move over, baby. Yeah, the water is rising way past flood stage. And the woods are on fire, we got to turn up the page. So we stagger to the table to get something to eat. Drink a little coffee, then you go take a seat. Read the business section up down your throne. Got a brand new dance and you do it alone. Oh, don't just sit there. Do something. Shake a tail feather. You gotta get you some work. It's a little like the monkey, a lot like the jerk. The chicken and the pony and the frug and the slop. Brand new dance, you wish it would stop. You'd rather be a working stiff than a lazy slob. Sha-na-na, don't get you no job. Hey, hallelujah, it's election time. Vote in a booth, you form a big boss line. It's the same old song, same old dance, same long shot and the same slim chance. One of them fools is bound to win, but it's the same old all over again. There's a new dance craze sweeping the land. First you get out of bed, then you attempt to stand. You get out of bed, you get on your feet. You got to just stand and you can't retreat. Here comes the hard part, here's the bad news. You got to bend over and put on your shoes.
More with Loudon Wainwright III and comedian and author Aisha Tyler in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright III and comedian, author, TV host, and podcaster Aisha Tyler.
Okay, here goes. I like Ryan Chesterworth.
Sarah, you're my best friend, but you are such a nerd. And he is such a nerd.
Nuh-uh. He's a mathlete. That's practically like an athlete.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, Ryan Chesterworth is a very desirable human boy, but I scorn him if it means assimilating. So, no, yes, one day he could sire your brood.
I don't know what you just said. Therese, your turn. Truth or dare?
Dare. Someone dare me to eat another soda can.
No, that was scary, Therese. You're so weird.
Sarah, we shouldn't even be at the sleepover.
Oh, Jess, don't say that. Remember the beat-up bullying program we did at school? B-U-B, go Bub! Remember, don't turn your back, extend a hand. You might have a new best friend. It didn't rhyme, but I like the sentiment.
I want to be your friend, Jessica. I want to be everyone's friend. It was hard moving here from my old human school.
Okay. I like beat-up bullying, too. I'm a bub girl, but Therese, if you want to fit in, don't eat soda cans. And people are asking questions about the throbbing orb you keep in your backpack.
Yeah.
Hello, larval young ladies. I'm Dad. Charisse's dad. I don't want to get in the way or anything, but I brought you some foods that won't do anything to your brain. Eat them?
No, thanks. Thank you. Dad, I'm developing an attachment bond with my friends.
Okay, but get some hibernation. Joke as I walk away.
Your turn, Therese. Truth. Who is your celebrity crush?
A human man from Twilight book and movie. The one that turns into a spider.
Just say Edward.
Edward! He could defend my egg pods.
Okay. Therese, I'm trying to be a good bub girl and accept you for who you are. But who are you?
Yeah, are you from space? Because you have to tell us if you are.
I'm new girl in town. I like rock and roll music and bubbles gum.
No, but what about when you spewed green acid all over my mom's Suburban?
Fine. I'm here to prepare your planet for enslavement. But are we that different? You're getting acne and surging with hormones. I'm leaking acid from my ear ducts. I like you guys. I want to be friends. I'm sorry. You may annihilate me now.
I keep all my clipped fingernails in a jar because it makes me not think about death.
I steal my stepfather's clothes and burn them to try to summon the spirit of my real dad.
Your dad lives 20 minutes away.
We aren't close.
I guess we're all different in our own way. We're all aliens.
You definitely more, Therese.
Way more.
Who wants a pizza pie with harmless contagion pods all over it?
Father of me. Jessica and Sarah know the truth.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Father of me, I cannot let my new friends ingest those pods. This sleepover has taught me about something more important than capturing humans. Tonight I learned about friendship. It can be hard to be a teenager, but all species of girl feel awkward and weirdo. I am one of them.
I knew this day would come. Can I tell you something? I don't care about capturing humans.
You don't?
No. So the salt mines will be undermanned for a while. Who cares? The only reason I did any of this was so we could spend some time together. I thought if we could do just one more campaign, wrap up a crate of humans, and ship them off together, maybe you would stay with me for just a little longer. I think it's time for you to spread your wings and fly.
Aw, that's sweet. Whoa! Those are real wings!
I'm totes jealous.
Aisha Tyler as Therese, Janie Winterbauer as Jessica, Maggie Shestovich as Sarah, Loudon Wainwright III as Dad. Support for Wits comes from Arcade Fire. Not the band, just an actual fire we set in an arcade. Once those video game machines all melt, we's gonna steal them quarters and pay for our show. Additional support from Plain Bagels, which would like to take this moment to announce that, yes, they are total bullshit. And from Monday Night Football, which asks, are you ready for some conflicted feelings about being a tacit supporter of the systematic maiming of human beings in the name of entertainment? Here with more music, Loudon Wainwright III.
Can't get a drink in Harlan County. Can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry. Yeah, you can get a drink in Harlan County. Go to the city of Cumberland. Go to the package store on Main Street. $20 bill in your right hand. But I can't get a drink in Harlan County. I can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I ever came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry. Climb to the top of Old Black Mountain. That's the highest peak in Kentucky. If you're tired, drunk, or crazy, drive on up in an ATV. I saw a bear up on Black Mountain carrying a six-pack in his claw. I shot that bear and I took his six-pack. Yes, I guess I broke the law. Because I can't get a drink in Harlan County. I can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I ever came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry. Oh, they play a little golf in Harlan County, hunting, camping, fishing too. Still got coal mines down in Harlan. I'd stay out of them if I was you. And they cook a little meth in Harlan County. Chemistry in the kitchen sink. But unless you're over in Cumberland City, a thirsty man can't get a drink. No, I can't get a drink in Harlan County. I can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I ever came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry.
Loudon Wainwright III, welcome to Wits.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've been listening to your latest album, Older Than My Old Man Now. It deals with a lot of issues about aging and mortality.
Yeah, baby.
Does singing about those help you deal with those?
No. it's certainly on my mind.
And the title refers to you're older than your
right.
father.
Right. My father died a relatively young man. He died at the age of 63. So when I hit 64, I wrote a song called Older Than My Old Man Now, and then proceeded to make a whole record about the double D, death and decay. And my favorite topic, of course, in the 70s and the 80s when I began was shitty love relationships.
Well, but also being old. You did songs about being old when you were quite young. I was like, your first song and your very first album, School Days, begins in Delaware when I was younger. Right out of the gate, you're reminiscing.
Yeah.
When you're still incredibly
young.
Okay.
I got a cop to that.
Why has that always fascinated you?
I've just been aware of my mortality since the beginning. Day one. That's why I was crying when I came out of my mother. I'm gonna die! Then she stuck this thing in my face and I was momentarily distracted. That's how desperate I am now.
In the past year, we've had your kids, Martha Wainwright and Rufus Wainwright, on the show. I've asked them the same question, so I should ask you too. Why do Wainwrights talk about each other and complain about each other in songs instead of just sending an email or calling?
I guess it's we like to vent our various spleens in public, I suppose.
Did they get that from you?
No, it was totally their mother's.
Aha!
I had nothing to do with that. They are. And I have another daughter who's a singer, Lucy Wainwright Roach, who's. She's also good at what she does.
Is she writing songs about the other members of the family too?
She hasn't really done that yet. She's decided to take a pass on that.
Okay.
But we're kind of like the dysfunctional Von Trapp family. particularly when Rufus wears his lederhosen. And I play a little nylon string guitar.
Talking to Loudon Wainwright III on Wits, I'm John Moe. I have to ask you about this. You were on the fifth ever Saturday Night Live. Robert Klein was the host. ABBA was the musical guest.
Yes.
And you were also the musical guest?
I was. There were, in those days, there were two musical guests. And ABBA, I think it was in 1974, ABBA had just won the Eurovision Song Contest. And nobody knew who they were. And then they came on television. And I have a memory of John Belushi watching the women in that group. Particularly the blonde woman.
This is my memory of that show. I saw you live. I was 7 years old. I'm the youngest of four kids. And my older siblings said, there's this thing that happens on TV on Saturday night. Pretend to go to bed. And then after mom and dad go to bed, get back up and watch this with us. It's this show Saturday night. I think it wasn't even Saturday Night Live at the time. It was just Saturday night. And I saw you play Unrequited to the Nth Degree. And here was this guy making jokes while singing a song and getting the audience to sing with him. And it was funny and it was strange and it didn't always make a lot of sense. And my 7-year-old mind was blown about the possibilities of music and comedy. And it stayed blown my entire life because of that performance.
That's my fan base, ladies and gentlemen. Right there.
Loudon Wainwright III, everybody.
The aforementioned Rufus Wainwright turned 40 in July, and to commemorate that momentous occasion, I wrote this song for him, and it's called I Knew Your Mother. I knew your mother, let me be clear. We were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was the means and you were the end. I still remember somebody who was amazing and crazy and somewhat like you. I fell for your mother. Love made me a fool. We were into each other till it came off the spool. Folks choose their parents, some Buddhists say.
Maybe you picked us and we were your way in the biblical sense. I knew your mom. Und it wasn't all Sturm, und it wasn't all Drum. Und der war some k. Game, and when dad takes a powder, it's always a shame. But I knew your mother, and your mother knew me. And as long as it lasted was how long it could be. Today is your birthday, and if truth be told, it has to be said now, we're both a bit older. Yeah, happy birthday. But I want to be clear, I loved your mother, and that's why you're here. I knew your mother, let me be clear. We two were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was a means and you were the end. Love was a means, and you were the end. I knew your mother.
Loudon Wainwright III. Thank you, Loudon. More from Aisha Tyler and Loudon Wainwright III in a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. Wits, I'm John Moe. Support for Wits provided by Alec Baldwin, who can't help noticing that you're not Alec Baldwin. Pity. And from the Jonas Brothers, who announced that after 8 years, yes, they have broken up as a band. But they invite you to wonder how long you would have lasted as a band with your siblings and doubt it would be 8 years. Pop song correspondences. A report from Radiohead's therapist. Dear Radiohead, I think we're making progress. Think back to that first day. You were incapable of simple eye contact.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like
well, thanks, I have been moisturizing. But really, just saying you look nice today is fine, Radiohead. You always go overboard. You give others the love you should give yourself.
You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Then comes her shame spiral.
But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
obviously you do belong here. Therapy can be difficult. You won't always feel good. Are you ready for that?
I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul.
Let's start with smaller goals and build some self-esteem. Now, going forward, I need you to keep your appointments. I feel your absences are meant to worry me, so I have to call and check up.
I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special.
We're spiraling again.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
This is a safe place, Radiohead. I'd like you to take some steps towards managing the things that cause stress. And I have an idea. Get a fence in your backyard for your dog, Mitzi. Then you won't have to worry about her getting loose. It makes you so upset. Honestly, you're a big-time musician, Radiohead. Buy a fence.
Whatever makes you happy.
It's about your happiness, not mine.
Whatever you want.
This isn't about me, Radiohead.
You're so very special.
Thanks.
I wish I was special.
You are special, Radiohead. It might even be time to get rid of the nickname. So you know a lot about radios and you got teased. No need to carry that around forever.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Well, you're right. We are out of time for this week. Good luck, Pablo Honey, professional counselor.
I don't belong here.
John Munson and the Witnesses. Janie Winterbauer on lead vocal. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright III and comedian, author, TV host, and podcaster Aisha Tyler.
God, you know, it's amazing. I want to say something right now. Just, this is so much fun. This band is incredible. And yes, right,
John
amazing.
John Munson and the Witnesses,
so
they're
fantastic.
Great.
And Janie, I cannot believe how relaxed you are up here.
Thank you, TV's Aisha. I owe it all to meditation. You should try it.
Ow, ow, stop putting your earbuds in my ears.
Oh, stop being a baby and just listen, you baby.
Namaste. Let your daily stresses melt away like an old junkyard burning to the ground and descending into hell.
Tom Waits does meditation?
It's on cassette.
Breathe in, breathe out. You're a fly in a dirty kitchen. The sink is filled with pots and pans and regret. Don't mind old one-eyed Margaret. She had a bad night on a steamboat headed to Lafayette.
Janie, I'm scared. What's going on?
You bet.
Uh-oh, Jimmy got loose. He's a monkey, been trying to sober up for a few weeks now. He quit the circus and got a job as a short order cook at Mickey's Diner. He's a good cook. He can make eggs however you want them.
I can't even, what the, how do you?
Focus on your breath. Put it down in your belly like Montgomery Clift and that old Chrysler you drove.
I have no idea where he's going with this.
Your soul is a mountain of strength. No wind can topple you. Oh, crap. There's a demon goat climbing up your strength mountain.
Demon goat?
Yeah, you're gonna have to deal with that goat. Summon your courage. You're only gonna get one shot at killing this thing.
Oh, come on. Enough. I can't kill a demon goat, even if Tom Waits wants me to. How do you find this relaxing?
He has my dog.
I'm sorry, what? He has your dog?
If I don't sell 100 of these meditation tapes, Tom Waits is going to keep my dog and make Buster love him more than he loves me.
I told you to keep quiet, Jeannie Winterbauer.
Wait, how can he hear us?
I'm Tom Waits.
He's Tom Waits.
Now pour an old Budweiser and a ground-up Lucky Strike into your Walkman. I'm starving. Who's a good boy, Buster?
Man, this is a weird show.
Tom Waits meditation tapes. Buy them today, please. I love that dog.
And now the Wits Lightning Round. Questions that, like lightning, always hit the highest point, so stay out of the pool when this segment rolls across the sky. Aisha Tyler, why do you do what you do?
Fear.
Loudon, why do you do what you do?
Why not?
Aisha, can anyone be funny, or are some people just not funny?
Anyone can be funny. It's just whether it's on purpose or by accident.
Aisha, what color am I thinking of?
Blue.
Loudon, what color are you thinking of?
Mauve.
Loudon, what's the first song you ever learned?
A song called Rosin the Bow, and that's the truth.
Aww. Aisha, ABBA or Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Casey and the Sunshine Band. Because they sounded a little black.
Loudon, whiskey or wine?
Both.
Aisha, your favorite word in the English language?
I can't say it on the radio.
Loudon, when should minor keys be used?
When you're in the mines.
That's how they got their name. Who knows? Aisha, how do you make something funny?
By telling the truth.
Loudon, how do you write a song?
Prayer.
Aisha, movie you have watched the most times?
Oh, so humiliating. No, actually pretty good. Die Hard.
Loudon, same question.
The Third Man.
Ooh, he's so much more sophisticated.
Loudon, you have three children who are musicians. Who's the best?
Oh, no, you did!
I have four children, and she's the best. The fourth, that is.
The fourth one is the best. The one who isn't a musician.
That's right.
Nice.
What a relief.
Played.
A marine biologist at last.
Aisha Tyler, who's the best Tyler? Tyler the Creator, Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family, Steven Tyler, Tyler Perry, Bonnie Tyler, or President John Tyler?
Aisha Tyler.
Loudon, who's your favorite other person named Loudon?
I guess it would be Dorothy Loudon, the actress.
Nicely done. Loudon, are there any topics for songs that you consider off limits?
No.
Aisha, glazed donut or cake donut?
Cake.
Loudon, same question.
What she said.
People are calling out answers as if it's that hard of a question when I have given only two possible answers.
Let us tell you how you feel.
I bet he stumped on that one. He needs me.
She looked it up on the internet first before she yelled it out, too.
All right, mega lightning round. Yes or no answers only. Do you believe in the following? True love. Aisha?
Yes.
No. Loudon?
No, no.
God. Aisha?
No.
Loudon?
No.
Ghosts. Aisha?
No.
Loudon?
Yeah.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round, everybody. Once again, here's Loudon Wainwright III.
I want to do this song that I sang in that show that John saw. It's called Unrequited to the Nth Degree. There is a sing-along portion, and I will instruct you when your time has arrived. When I die, and it won't be long, hey, you're gonna be sorry that you treated me wrong. Yeah, you're gonna be sorry that you treated me bad. Yes, and if there's an afterlife, I'll gloat and I'll be glad. You know, it might be a plane crash or some sort of OD. Hey, there's gonna be a photograph with my obituary. You're gonna see it and you'll cry a lot. You're gonna wanna wear black. Hey, I'll be dead, but you can bet your life I'm gonna get you back. I'm tired of being left up on your shelf. I might not wait around, I might kill myself. Not only would you miss me, but you'd feel guilty too. Oh, I'd be dead, but it'd be too late. The joke would be on you. Repeat after me. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. Chuckle, 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 chuckle. Snicker, 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 snicker. Guffaw, 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 guffaw. It's kind of tepid. It's the word I would use to describe it. You people here are not doing anything. That's just not good enough. Now, come on, let's rock out here. Otherwise, we're going to have to do it at the end of the show. And I want to go to bed. So let's get it right. Snicker, 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 snicker. Guffaw, 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 guffaw. Yuck, 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 yuck. Chortle, 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 chortle. That's much better. So you better take warning and start treating me good. I'm not really crying. Start doing things that I think you should. And you better not pout, and you better not cry. Hey, the Grim Reaper is coming to town, and I just might die.
Loudon Wainwright III. Hey, I'm Jimothy Grunwald.
And I'm Kiki Grunwald.
We're the famous Grunwalds of Famous Grunwalds Fabulous Furniture, and we're having a big, big, big sale. Everything must go. Everything in the store, every piece of bedroom furniture, every piece of living room furniture, every chair, table, stool, bed, sofa, seriously, everything must go.
And I've been asked to say it's not because the furniture is cursed.
It's not cursed. We're just having a sale like people do.
And abandoning the store and moving to another town.
For personal reasons that have nothing to do with curses. Who said curses? I did. This is the same store you've loved since we first opened in the Triborough area nearly 25 years ago.
It's the furniture that's become upsetting.
Upsettingly affordable.
The lamp yells at me.
What she means is that at these prices, the furniture is practically screaming, buy me.
The kitchen table also, it rarely stops screaming.
Which is great. You'll never again forget where your kitchen table is. How often does that happen? Oh, where did our kitchen table go? We can't have dinner until we find it. Now you'll always know.
We angered God somehow.
What about a brand new dresser? Everyone needs a new dresser. Well, how about one that paints itself red? Look at that oozing action.
It's blood!
It's blood-like, Kiki. It's blood-like. Come on. How about our amazing rearranging living room set? Couch, love seat, chair, ottoman, little doll we inexplicably can't get rid of. Every morning you'll wake to a new arrangement. Sometimes they're piled up high in a column. It's fun.
Send help!
Help believing our prices. So come on down to Famous Grunwald's fabulous furniture at the corner of 5th and Cartwright.
Just look for the glowing building that moans and shrieks.
The moans of savings, the shrieks of delighted customers. Grunwald's!
You can pay with a credit card. We shall pay with our souls.
Aisha Tyler as Kiki, me as Jimothy. Ladies and gents, our beloved house band, John Munson and the Witnesses.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jack is in his corset, Jane is in a vest, I'm in a rock and roll band, riding in a Stutz Baker gym. Poets that studied rules of verse. Ladies, I'll blink their eyes. Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane, she is a clerk. Both of them save their minds when they come home from work. And they're by the fire. The radio does play that classical music, their gym, the mounts of the wooden soldier.
A lot of people help make WITS happen, thanks to our broadcast engineers Rob Byers and Johnny Vince Evans, and our coordinating producer Hans Buto, and Fitzgerald Theater staff Tom Campbell, Mike Wongan, Aaron Casio, Andrea Ayers, and Dan Zimmerman. We're on Twitter, at WITS, on Facebook, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web at witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows, and you can sign up for the WITS newsletter. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out there, write a review if you could. WITS is written by me and Ben Acker, Allison Augustine and Lauren McGuire, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, and Mike Fotis. Our acting company this week included Maggie Chestovich. Our music director is John Munson. He's joined, as always, by The Witnesses, Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Thanks to our music guest, Loudon Wainwright III, and, of course, Aisha Tyler. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. WITS was created by our guru of staged events, Tony Bowl, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.